Diary, September 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. September 29, 30, 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. I thank the Lord He has given me strength to come to this place. I arose in the morning feeling relieved, was quite weak after taking my bath in the evening. My heart labored heavily and painfully, and I could not find any position in which I could lie to find relief, but I was very glad that I fell asleep. Awoke several times, but fell asleep again, and did not leave my bed until 4 o'clock. I was trying to think of a few things that I could place in my satchel, for I was to go to Newcastle on the noon train. Some things were introduced to me in the line of explanation. All at once a severe pain took me in my heart, and then such exhaustion I could not eat my breakfast. I felt for a time I was losing my hold on life. The pain, sharp and keen, was in my heart, and then beneath my right shoulder blade, and on the upper line of the shoulder. It cut me down so very quickly. I thought, this decides the matter. I cannot now fill my appointment on Sabbath and Sunday at Newcastle. I was appointed to give the first talk in dedication of the church. W.C. White was to offer the dedicatory prayer. If I remained at home, W.C. White would also remain. He came in to see me the second time, and I said, W.C. White, I cannot venture to Newcastle. Well, mother, he said, just you quietly rest in God and do not worry at all. I will remain at home with you. We had a season of prayer over the matter, and I felt while praying that hope and faith came into my heart, and I said to Willie, I dare not remain at home. I will do as I have done many times, go forward, trusting in the Lord. W.C. White, my son, said, I think, mother, we must go, for I feel all clear in the matter, and I will go with you and stand by you. I was very weak. We could get no room in the second-class cars. All were full. We stepped into the first-class car, and I had good rest and endured the journey well. I slept very well that night. During the day, we looked into the new church. Everyone was at work closing up for the Sabbath. I rejoice to say the home is plain, but neat and tasty. It is a model of economy. Brother Hare has done nobly. He has completed the building in 5 weeks. Every worker has done his best, and believers and unbelievers were all engaged cheerfully to make every stroke tell. All were paid off and heartily thanked before the Sabbath. Some got through 2 hours or more before the Sabbath, others had about 3/4 of an hour, and all felt they had been working zealously for the Lord. Hamilton, Newcastle. It is a beautiful day. I was considerably weary and did not go down to prayers in the evening. Attended prayers in the morning. We feel thankful to God we have the promise that He will meet with us this day. I was so glad to enter into the church and see the seats all well filled. It was difficult for all to find a seat. The singing was good. We have a new musician at the organ. She is the wife of a sea captain who has recently embraced the truth. Her sister and brother are just on the point of deciding. W.C. White opened the meeting with prayer. Surely the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He poured out his petition with great fervor, making his supplications unto God to receive this humble home of worship from his people, who had done what they could to aid in building it with money and work. Surely the Lord did manifest Himself to us, and His blessing came upon us in rich currents of love. I spoke to the people from Ephesians. The Lord gave me freedom. In the afternoon, a goodly number assembled to bear their testimony. Brethren Starr, Hickox, and W.C. White all bore excellent testimonies. Then the church members bore their testimonies. There were several who had just begun to keep the Sabbath. There are many who are convinced, but have not the courage to decide fully to be on the Lord's side. We are sure this meeting house being finished, and the meeting held in the church for the first time, will have their influence on many minds. All expressed themselves that this was the very best meeting they ever enjoyed. Everything was without one bit of censure, but all was commendation and thankfulness. Thus, this gift of God to us has been passed back again with thanksgiving, dedicating it to Him, to take it from our hands as a gift to God, which he alone could make us able to return to him. It was his own.